Azalea Banks, there's an internet challenge where you have to put your birth date or day into Google along with her name, and a news article will pop up because she's been like outrageous for like the past 13 years, nearly every day of the year. Let's see. December 26th, September 10th. Give me something. Oh, wait.
Okay, I'm doing mine.
Oh, did you find one?
Yeah, we got the Guardian. We got 2014. She apparently slams, calls out. She has beef with Iggy Azalea over race issues and misses the point. She accused Iggy Azalea of failing to get behind quote unquote black issues in the wake of the Eric Garner tragedy. And the question that everyone is bringing up is she using this drama to draw attention away from those issues herself?
Oh,
Yeah.
let's see. This one's close. I don't have a good match, but this is report Azalea Banks lost it again, insulted a fan with disturbing comments via Instagram. Not long after the video surfaced, Azalea Banks calling someone a. Oh. The rapper has taken to Instagram and unleashed another string of insults. Sometimes I just want someone to hug me and say, I know it's hard. You're going to be okay. Here's a coffee and $5 million. Wait. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm not repeating some of this stuff.
Yeah, no, she is not safe for work.
Yeah.
But I love it whenever she, post something, because even though it's offensive, it's highly entertaining. And my what sold me on it was she, back when Elon Musk and Grimes were married, she went over to their house to do like a, allegedly a recording with Grimes, and then she like live tweeted the whole process about how like Grimes wasn't there, and so she just sat in the house with Elon Musk for like 6 hours, and so like that won me over, and I was like, okay, I'll follow you. Keep giving me gold.
Yeah, that's gotta be like, that's gotta be hilarious.
Let's see. So, speaking of doing things,
Yeah.
we're talking about recreation.
Yeah, so hello and welcome to another episode of the Psychosocial Distancing Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Daniel Chadbourne. With me, as always, is Thomas Brooks.
Hi. I'm more awake in this episode now.
I apparently I just need to get you to talk about Azalea Banks for a couple of minutes and
I'm all better.
like get your blood going because of the crazy
I'm
stuff.
soothed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I had like low blood pressure there for a minute, and like she brought me up to like a happy medium.
Now it's up having to spell out offensive slurs so that you don't actually say them out loud.
Yeah, I guess we could have gone through and beeped them. I could have just said it, but.
I mean, we could have, but that would mean more work for me.
Yeah, I'll just keep spelling naughty things.
And then I'll just like
So.
remove the audio. So
Oh, yeah, you could do that too. How are you doing, Daniel?
I guess I'm doing all right. It's another day. It's another chapter. There's a lot going on.
Another spectrum.
It's getting, so we're going to talk about chapter three in the Kate book. Continue our book read. This chapter is on recreation and defining very particularly kind of the difference between like casual leisure and I guess to an extent serious leisure, though I think we are going to talk about leisure later.
And one of the things that kind of comes up with this chapter is that the leisure theory didn't seem to really match the data.
Oh, we're not going to talk about leisure later. I know it's going to come up when we talk
Are we
about
not
like
talking about leisure?
I think like a novel experience. We'll talk about it a little bit. Yeah. I
Okay.
mean,
This is the leisure episode then.
this is the leisure episode.
Yeah, one of the things I got from this is that like the theoretical concept of leisure doesn't necessarily map onto like people's actual experiences of leisure.
Yeah.
That seemed to be a major thread here. Like, I like the distinction between the two, but like, so for definition's sake, like casual leisure tends to be what is it? Very like entertainment, low commitment focused things, whereas serious leisure is more of like a systematic engagement with a thing. But they like talked about this Shin and Yarnell article from 2010, where they looked at the casual serious leisure continuum and a sample of women from the Red Hat Society, which like focuses on personal growth and empowerment.
Yeah.
And the after coding the themes, like socialization and enjoyment were the most frequently mentioned themes, and like set it up as like casual leisure. But when I think of like a professional development, like society for women that like they invest time and energy into like continuously, that makes me think it's more serious leisure.
I have known people in the Red Hat Society. It is probably very dependent on the people who are in it. It is very, let's just get out, dress up, and have a good
Okay.
time. And there may be some serious aspects of it, but there's definitely like it's kind of like casual through formal.
Okay.
It'd be like if we
So I
like
guess that does make sense.
yeah like it'd be like if we hosted like a dinner party or something where like there's like formality of it, but it's really just an excuse for us to hang out and like have good food.
Right, yeah, we're just doing the formal stuff for fun
Yes.
because we can, not because we have to.
Yes. That's a good way, yeah, good way of
Gotcha.
putting it.
Okay, so maybe it is casual leisure then. I don't know. I guess I didn't have really a clear idea of what the Red Hat Society was, which is, bad on me. But I read that and I was like, seems more serious.
Yeah, at face value, it definitely like appears to be. And I mean, I like the on the other side of this, like we could say that like there are people who engage in going to see a football game very seriously, or that would definitely consider it serious leisure.
Right. Like it's entertaining, but also it's like expertise building too.
Yes.
And like systematic engagement with the like interests, not just like, oh, we went to see the ball game, had a good time.
Yeah, and that just again like further sets up I think what we'll touch upon in like every chapter. It's just, and I'll be saying this until we get to the last chapter, it's just that there's this the spectrum of things where what it is and what it means and how you approach it has a lot to do with you and not necessarily the fan interest.
Right, because that builds off of our. So, just to kind of give, oh, I already did the definition, but like when we were talking about Lord of the Rings, like I'm not like systematically engaged in Lord of the Rings, like for knowledge acquisition or like, it's not something like I haven't spent a load of money to go to New Zealand.
Right. I
So that would be kind of like the Lord of the Rings is very like casual leisure for me, in that way, in a way that like serious leisure people like are creating like YouTube videos about Lord of the Rings like canon and lore, right?
See, I've watched some of those, but like even then, like it's not so that I can become more knowledgeable. It's that like my autoplay on YouTube is on and they start playing and I'm like, hey, this sounds interesting. And I just go back to what I'm doing while I'm
Yeah.
listening to it.
Yep. Nope. I totally have listened to them. They're great. They're real fun, but like, I'm not taking notes.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything that I would like. I have sat down with some stuff. There's a couple of podcasts I listen to around like magic stuff. And there's definitely a couple that talk about like, hey, you want to buy this deck and like you want to do some upgrades to it. Like, here's some suggestions and thoughts. I have taken notes on that. But also like part of it's not to do it again, like it's not, there's a serious aspect, but it definitely blurs the line because like I'm not going to play competitively. I'm just trying to take this like really bare bones, like basic pre-constructed deck and like kind of think of ways or learn about cards that I've never heard of, or and then there's so many like I kind of have to write them down or I'm gonna forget. Like, oh, next time I order some cards, I'll look for these. It's still very casual. The end result is very casual.
I would say that my only like serious leisure activity is probably cooking.
Yeah.
Like, I go through some like not pleasant lengths to be able to cook a food that I want to cook.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Like, I'll drive 16 hours just to get like sausage from a shack outside of Baton Rouge.
So good, though.
It's worth it. But also I think like me being a serious leisure person around food is like would be the only person who would say that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think if there is anything else that would like. I have gone through serious lengths to engage in casual leisure. But the end result is just to like enjoy myself, is never to be like too serious. I don't know. I'm trying to think. 'Cause I can't consider
Yeah,
any
I'm
like
pretty.
work stuff.
Yeah, like we're not like I do the systematic expertise stuff at work. So like there's very few things that I actually want to do like systematically as like for pleasure. Food being one of them. I think also like tarot, like I'm pretty like I don't just like pick up a deck of cards and go, ooh, spooky. I'm like, oh, this is connected to this and this and this and this. And now I have to learn alchemical symbols and like get like full on conspiracy theory about it.
Don't know. Again, I'm like racking my brain if there's anything that like I would say I'm like a hardcore serious leisure engager in. Yeah, I think everything would fall like the Stebbins sort of six common, you know, the six distinct types of casual leisure. I think everything probably falls within something within that. Because that includes active entertainment. I don't know.
Well, I wonder if that should be a like a follow-up study is you need to look at when you look at like the relationship people have between work and leisure. Because like for some work, like I think about like people who go out and work in the oil field for like 2 weeks straight and then they come home and have 2 weeks off. Like they make a lot of money and they spend a lot of money on their leisure activities. And so I'm wondering if they engage in more serious leisure. Because like the work they're doing, like yeah, they develop expertise, but they're not. I'm like talking about like the non-geologists who are out there like doing the manual
Yeah,
labor in the
definitely.
field. So like, yeah, there is a level of expertise and skill acquisition there, but like, it's not like dominating their every thought in a way that like I can't write this paragraph in this paper and now it's gonna haunt me for like the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, like
And I
me.
can't give. Yeah, like I already get my serious like aspect of that through work, and so my leisure activities have to be like kind to me.
Yes. Yeah, no, I definitely don't want to come home and learn something new when I've been transferring an APA paper into MLA style for the last 3 days.
Oh.
The last thing I want to do is come home and like write something or like watch something.
Take notes on.
I've actually found myself less interested in like some of those like lore channels or channels that are like talking about like philosophy or like in, like anything with a little more meat on it. Like I get home and I'm like, no, I want
No.
no meat. I want like sugar. Like I want like I want it to like rot my teeth. Like I want it. I want like garbage content, like complete and utter entertainment. That's what I want. I don't want, I can't think right now.
I mean, and that's like, I have probably like put in an egregious amount of hours into my Minecraft world this semester. And
Already.
I've watched no television. I've watched no philosophy or political channels. Like, I don't know anything. Like, you were like, hey, earlier, I think off recording, you were like, what's going on with Nicki Minaj? And I'm like, I don't know, but something's happening, but I don't have the energy to find out.
And I'm good. Like, I don't, maybe that'll be like, 'cause I can put questions on all these episodes. Maybe that'll be the question of the week. What's going on
What's
with
going
Nicki
on with the
Minaj?
Minaj? Where we only ask serious questions.
Yeah. And I
And I
mean,
think.
when that's like your job, like when you have to write, when you have to engage and you have to like constantly like read this stuff, you spend, 10 years in school getting a degree to do it. I just don't want to do it anymore.
I get enough, like, what is it? Eudaimonic, like, motivation and my work to not need a super in-depth systematic approach to my leisure.
So that's
Like,
something that will come up later. But we could define that now.
yeah, I would like
I
to define that.
yeah, so eudaimonic motivation deals more with like your kind of drive to find like purpose or motivation or like kind of meaning, insight. It's very kind of like an intellectual motivation or like a self-developing motivation, which is very distinct from hedonic motivation, which is just all about pleasure. And that's a great thing to throw out because that is exactly what we're talking about. Like we deal enough with enough what eudaimonia while we're at work. We're like, I'm done. I find purpose through my work, but the stuff that I'm writing and the discussions that I'm having, I get home, complete and utter hedonism.
Yep, done. I just want to build my little village and figure out why the hell my villagers are not going to sleep. They're breeding just fine. They're working. They're just not sleeping.
I need to get back into Minecraft. I think
I don't know why.
it's about time. I couldn't answer that. My son might be able to answer that for you, Thomas.
Oh, well, put them on. Let's see.
He knows more about
Surprise. We
Minecraft
have a
than me.
guest.
This is a Minecraft episode now.
So,
Yeah.
and I think that's why like the rest of this chapter really like dives into the concept of like entertainment being like a primary motivator for engagement, because like we wouldn't be working if we weren't getting paid, because work is terrible. And so like having pleasure and enjoyment as also a piece of our lives is something that is good to have, which is part of the motivation to like join fandoms.
I mean, I like my job. But I will look at someone weird if they're just like, all I ever need is my job. I get so much fulfillment and joy and wonder, and I don't need anything else. And I'd be like, I really like what I do. I'm really happy with what I do, but I still need other things.
They're like 70% of what I do when I'm up in that office, I would not do if I wasn't getting paid.
Yeah,
The other
there
30,
is a
I would
chunk.
totally do. Yeah. Like, I don't want to fill out forms. That's awful.
That's a
I
whole
don't
nother
want to send emails.
conversation that we need to have one day. Maybe our next book read, we should delve into the Slow Professor. Kind of talks about the
Sounds
history.
good.
I've read that one before. It talks about the history of why academia is like what it is now.
Yeah.
And why we're more administrator than teacher than we used to be.
Maybe that should be our next book read.
I think it would be a good one. It's short, and I think I've got it in my office. But yeah. So that's recreation. I mean, I don't know what more to really kind of delve into it other than just like we will probably talk about aspects of recreation throughout the rest of this book, and that we don't really engage in a lot of serious leisure because we have to be serious all the time.
Yep. And serious leisure requires some degree of money.
Yeah, it's kind of like the hope of the retiree, right? Like you're going to be able to do probably the closest I ever
Model
came.
trains.
I used to do a lot more woodwork,
Okay.
but like I'd build stuff, and I've got stuff that I've built in my office and here at home, and I haven't had time to build stuff in years.
Yep.
Like it was a little easier when I could get some like scrap wood and like, you know, had the weekend to work on something when I was just like teaching as an adjunct. A little harder now.
Yep. I guess you could say our podcast is serious leisure.
Yeah. I mean, we enjoy
We've been
doing
doing it
it.
long enough.
We've put a lot of work and time. We're enthusiastic about it. We're devoted. We'll go back to chapter two where we really enjoy doing it. And it definitely getting people to talk to and like when we bring on guests and stuff like that, that definitely adds we definitely are learning something when we do it. And there's like an enjoyment in that learning. It's definitely eudaimonic in that
Yeah.
aspect. Yeah. Well, it makes me
No,
feel a
because
little
it's
better.
definitely not hedonic because like I'm like dragging my heels when we get up to like 6 o'clock to record. I'm like, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it. And then we do it and I'm like, oh yeah, this is great. Why was I being so like eh about it?
Look at the bright side. When we're done, you don't have to also go through that process to edit and put online.
Fair.
So on that
Very
note,
fair.
yeah, I think this is a good stopping point. And so on that, I think we'll see everyone again. Chapter four. So goodbye, everyone.
Yeah. Bye.